Thank you all. It is, see, I'm just going to scoot your computer over, John. If it doesn't work, it'll be my fault. It is truly a blessing for me to be here with all of you and with John. And as I was praying about what to share with all of you, it is my first Gideon meeting, so I wasn't sure what to expect, and I'm happy to see all of you here. But as I was praying, I was thinking about how God always reminds us throughout the pages of the Old Testament that he reminds his people to remember his hand of deliverance. And I was thinking about this and pondering, and I was on an airplane actually thinking, I wonder how many believers actually remember what life was like before they came to know Jesus Christ. And so often our lives move so quickly ahead that we don't go back and remember. God wants us to remember so that we will tell others, as you so faithfully do. In John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. My testimony really begins with my childhood. In my childhood, I had no Bible, no Christ, no hope, and no light. And I grew up in upstate New York in Syracuse, and although our family attended church every week, we never used the Bible, and I had never heard of salvation through Jesus Christ. During my senior year in high school, I was an exchange student in Europe, and in my first week after arriving in Europe, I had a roommate who shared the gospel with me. But she told me that I needed to be born again. Well, this was a new term for me. And so just like Nicodemus in John chapter 3, I went away puzzled from this conversation, wondering, how can a man be born again when he is old? And the Lord knew that he had a lot of work to do in my life, and I needed to go to the bottom before I would look up. And I have to tell you, I cry often about my salvation because it is such a wonder. In my college years, I found that nothing satisfied. Pleasures were fleeting. Knowledge and learning seemed fickle. Friends were unfaithful. And family was far away. I know so many of you share the Word of God with college students, and I'm so thankful. These college years were filled with loneliness and longing for meaning. I began drinking a lot, and I drank often, and I drank alone. And many times I wondered, how did I make it home tonight? I remember wandering across campus and finding my room. I remember driving my car for miles to get to my home and never knowing how I got there because I was so intoxicated. Classes were unstimulating. Life was empty. So I left college after 3 semesters. And as a college dropout, I went from one job to another, never finding satisfaction. In fact, we counted one day, and I think John counted over 30 different places of employment. I was employed and would leave amiably, but I was empty. I attended 5 different colleges trying to find purpose and meaning, and I was truly restless. And the first time I read in the book of Isaiah, which wasn't until long after I came to know the Lord, I read a verse in Isaiah chapter 57 that says, the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And truly that described my life. And I would tell you that on the outside, my life looked perfect. I was an excellent student. I was an athlete. I was popular. People thought I had lots of friends. And people thought I was so happy. And on the inside, I was totally empty and restless. And then came the Bible. I moved home from college, and it was only a matter of a few weeks after I moved home that I had an argument with my dad, and he literally picked me up and tried to throw me out through a window. And I left home then on bad terms with my parents, and I lived out of the trunk of my car because I was so stubborn and so determined that I could make it on my own. I lived out of my trunk until I could earn enough money to rent a room in Oswego, New York, a college town. And God knew that I had to reach the bottom before I would look up to him. But it happens that as a teenager, I had been given two Bibles, a Bible from an aunt far away in Louisiana who loved me, and a Gideon New Testament that actually was given to my brother on the Binghamton campus, Binghamton, New York, and he gave his little New Testament to me. I think he knew I needed help. And so even though there's a help section in the front, I had never read it, and I actually had tried to read the Bible as a child, and I never understood it. It just was like it was in another language. But when I moved away from home in my little old blue Dodge Dart, I packed those two Bibles in the trunk of my car. So I moved to Oswego, and within weeks, I found myself very alone again. I was, in fact, stranded in the blizzard of 1978. And God used that blizzard to get me all alone. We were forbidden to go out on the streets for 3 days with cars, and we had 9 feet of snow. And there I sat in my little rented room all alone, just hopeless. I had searched high and low for meaning. I had searched among the cults, among the occult. Everything came up empty. And so there in that room, I got down on my hands and knees and prayed and begged God to show me if it was true that there was only one way to God, and that was through Jesus Christ, which some faithful Christians had shared with me. That night, I began reading, and I opened to Matthew, and I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And for the first time, my eyes were opened. The first time I understood God's word. I stayed up all night that night reading, and my heart was so broken because of my own sin. I realized how wretched I was, and that God had been seeking me all those years, and I had resisted him at every turn. But I want you to know that these Bibles, my Bible was not just a gift. It was a constant reminder with its little bright green color in my rented room. It was a constant reminder of the people, the faces of those I'd seen handing out the New Testaments. And it was a constant reminder that you had something I didn't. It was a message that there was something in here that I didn't know and I didn't have. So it was more than just a gift. It was a constant reminder. And I'm so thankful that the Lord saved me that night. I bowed my head and prayed all alone, but I really wasn't alone anymore. God was with me. And I asked him to forgive me of my sins and to save me. And from that point on, he changed my life immediately. I remember going to my pantry, and I would spend money on alcohol and not food. I had no food. And I remember taking the alcohol and pouring it down the drain, and I knew immediately that I had a new father. I had a heavenly father who would never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. And I began to grow immediately. The Lord, in miraculous ways, brought me to Bible studies where I began to learn the word and be taught and be discipled. And within a few years, I found the Lord had led me to a Bible school where I met John. And the first time I heard John speak, he was giving a report about a summer that he had spent leading a team, taking Bibles into countries behind the Iron Curtain and into closed countries. And my heart was so moved by hearing this young man who would risk his life to take the Word of God. So the Lord began to work in my heart, and 5 years later, I met John. It took 5 years for the Lord to grow me, because when I went to Bible school, I didn't know the Old Testament from the New Testament, but the Lord knew what he was doing. And John, 37 years later, I want to say thank you to you for your faithfulness in handing out the Bibles. And this is not the Bible, by the way, the one that I received. It looks just like it. But this one was on the desk of my teenage daughter just as I left home. She received it about a month ago on her college campus. So keep up the good work, and thank you.